Welcome back. Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Two quick announcements before I go back to the lines. Do not hang up. One is we're having a bit of a telephone glitch. It's a one-way deal. So when I connect you, or when Sam connects you, you will be heard on the air and what will go out, but you may not hear my voice. So then when I speak, you'll be put on hold. We're working on that. The main thing is getting you on the air. And I will take you in order. And the second thing I want to say, responding to Ali of Madison in terms of further sanctions that I would do, I would inform Russia that if they commit genocide in Ukraine, that's different from our pledge not to fight, and we will at least stop a genocide. So you cluster bomb apartment buildings, we'll take out that convoy on the way into Kyiv because it's on Ukrainian territory. The second thing I would do, and I don't know why this hasn't occurred to everybody, if an African or Asian despot stole $1 trillion from his people and we froze it, we wouldn't give it back to him. We wouldn't give it back to him. We give it back to the country. In this case, the central bank has been frozen. It has been sanctioned of Russia. And the $650 billion that they squirreled away, they made a big mistake. 32% of it is in euros, 16% in dollars, big chunk in gold. This is all kept, you know, whatever your 401k is, you don't have the money under your bed. You have it in a computer somewhere. Well, they have theirs in a computer. And guess where those computers are? They're in New York, London, and Frankfurt. And we've gotten together with the English and the Germans. We've told Russia, guess what? You ain't getting it. You can't use it. I would go one step further. There was an oligarch, a billionaire, a thief that had a yacht in Mallorca in Spain. Why the hell they let him in Mallorca? One of his Ukrainian crewmen tried to sink it and got arrested. I've got a better idea. Not just freeze Putin's assets and the others, confiscate them. Confiscate them. Now, normally we'd return the money to Russia, but he runs Russia. So I would return a big portion of it to Ukraine and set up a lend-lease program and say, okay, you now have $600 billion to work with. And here are some airplanes, lend-lease, and have them pick them up in Poland or Latvia at the airport. Fly down through NATO countries over into Ukraine from the east, go right there and bomb that convoy coming into Kyiv. We've said we will provide Stingers and Javelins and ordnance to them, and we can do this. Okay, we're going to the lines. Bill, Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend, what's your say? And if you can't hear me, then I know that I will respond. Bill of Oconomowoc.
Here's what I'd like to say. Thanks for bringing up your idea on the convoy. And if Putin was to learn his money is going to be used to attack him, I think that would do one of two things. He's done, or he's done another way. So great. But another thing I want to share with the people listening, I was on Dan O'Donnell's show, and I said, you guys on the right got to start standing up for America and not supporting Russia. You got to stop it right now. He said, oh, we don't. We don't do that. I said, yes, you do. You supported Putin over me. No, we didn't. No, we didn't. I said, yes, you did. Trump admitted to Mark Levin, you can Google this, that if he hadn't fired Comey, he would have been fired. It was either him or Comey. I said, check it out, Dan. Those right-wing talk shows, they all know me, Wagner, O'Donnell, Belling, they all know me. They don't want to hear this stuff. Thanks again for giving us a great sounding board. And let those Trump people come right to the top of the call list. I want to hear them on the air and try and justify their madness. Thanks again, and have a great day.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. Excellent comments, as always. We're going to Matt of Jensen Creek, my friend. Thanks for going. What's on your mind today, Matt?
Hey, good morning, Matt. In deference to your phone calls, I'll just ask a question and take my comments off the air. Say, whenever you hear people talk about energy independence on the right, because that's all they have right now, the right is dying because they don't have the narrative and they don't know what narrative to push. Just remind them that since 2006, America has been on a trajectory down towards energy independence, which, if you want to define it, is basically a net import versus a net export of energy. That got a big boost in the arm in 2015 with Obama's energy policy. So really, it's the story of the sparrow and the hawk, where the hawk flew the highest, but the sparrow flapped his wings at the last second. That's how Trump, quote unquote, got us energy independent. He just happened to not drive the bus into the ditch on our way to becoming a net exporter, which, like I said, has been happening since about 2006.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. Excellent point, Matt. We, you know, everybody said, oh, we've got to be energy independent in Saudi Arabia. We are. And a lot of it had to do with fracking. And now the right is upset because Biden says you can't frack on federal land. Well, why should they frack in Yellowstone? Why should they frack in, you know, in the pristine areas of Alaska? We have plenty of other places to get oil. The other thing to keep in mind, Matt, is that GM is going to go to all electric vehicles by 2035 or six. And increasingly, people are going to be going to all electric. And France is going nuclear. Saudi Arabia is not cooperating with us. We told them to increase output to Europe. They're not doing it. Saudi Arabia cooperates with us when it's in their interest. They attack us when it's not. They were behind the 9/11 attacks. 17 of the 19 guys, the terrorists who attacked 9/11, were Saudis, and they had connections to the Saudi embassy and consuls in the state. Then a few years ago, you know, we train a lot of foreign pilots and soldiers in this country. We were training Saudi pilots in Florida. One of them smuggled a gun in, and he shot sailors right there in the class with him. And the previous weekend, they had all gone up to New York looking for targets. The truth of the matter is that Saudi Arabia is an ally of convenience, and we've got to lean on them very hard. And I think Biden's doing a good job squeezing them to produce more oil. So you're right. In fact, I think we only import a small percentage of our oil, and we do it as a courtesy. We don't need it at all. And as a matter of fact, Biden said that if Russia tries to shut off Europe from natural gas and oil, we'll make up a big part of the difference. And then I think basically you put a gun to Saudi Arabia's head. Say, look, we're protecting you against Yemeni rebels and Iran and everything else. You better come correct with some respect. You better come correct with some respect. So there you go. Excellent, excellent comments, Matt. Okay. CPAC, this is sad. This is the Conservative Political Action Conference. Right-wing nuts down in Orlando this weekend. They took a straw poll. Who do you want for 2024 as the Republican nominee? Came out Trump, 59%. DeSantis, 28%. Pompeo, Crooked Mike Pompeo, 2%. There were 19 others, from Cruz to Rand Paul. Every one of them got less than 1%. Some of them didn't get any votes. Hawley of Missouri got no votes. People gag when they see Hawley or listen to him. What that says to me, however, is that when you have that nut base of the Republican Party so strongly for Trump, because quite frankly, DeSantis, Trump, for all his faults, has kind of it's a seductive personality. He lies the way he breathes oxygen, but people fall for it. De Blasio looks more serious. He has a resting, nasty kind of frown. Pompeo, of course, is a clown and a crook. So that's what you had down in CPAC. So do not underestimate, if Trump goes into the convention in 2024, even with 35% of the hardcore vote, and no one else has more than 28%, in some cases 1% or 2%, all it requires is a few others to cave. And then you have Putin's agent coming back in, Trump, trying to run. One very good development, Switzerland. That is basically a money laundering hole for stolen money around the world. They have finally been squeezed so hard that what they did is they have now frozen and sanctioned all Russian assets. Going to the lines, Ali of Madison, my friend. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind today, Ali?
Yeah, hi. This is Allie.
Allie,
I hope you can hear me.
Nice to meet you, Allie. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind?
I just wanted to call and comment on, you know, on these crazy right people that are saying Biden caused this. I feel like ever since Trump and the right went insane, we have spent so much time and money just stating the obvious. Just like McDonald's has to say, the coffee is hot on the cup. We have to just try to get people to realize what reality is. obviously Biden didn't start this war. I mean, that's obvious. Obviously, right. Biden won the election. It's a fact. It's like you can't reason with crazy. And we keep trying to reason with crazy. But there, it doesn't matter, you know, what we say. I mean, Biden walked into a mess at best. After Trump left. I mean, the middle of a pandemic where the previous president made it worse instead of even having any kind of plan or action against it. And he's got millions of people vaccinated. The unemployment rate has been the best it's been in years. I mean, he got us out of Afghanistan. Presidents have been promising to do that for, what, 20 years? And yep. He's finally the one with the spine to do it, and they call him weak? I'm sorry. I'm going to stop going off now. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Allie, thanks for your comments. I like your passion, and I feel the same way. But here's the only way I've rationalized it. Because I at first thought they're just a bunch of nuts on the fringe. But I have friends of mine. I have people I respect. I have one or two extended family members who will look at me and say, I haven't gotten vaccinated. And they can't explain why. They'll say, I don't wear a mask. They can't explain why. They'll say, I think there were problems with the election. I think it's possible if you repeat a lie enough. And remember, the Russians, the Chinese, and the Iranians have also gone onto Facebook and Twitter, although now they're being somewhat restricted, and putting these lies on to anger people. There was a Kentucky gubernatorial race that the Democrat won in an upset, and they put all this stuff out that there were 100,000 Republican ballots in a trunk somewhere that were all burned. And people read that and believed it. And you have enough of this kind of stuff, provocative stuff, that all enough of this provocative stuff that they get away with it. So I got to say, I agree with you 100%. I sit there and I think it's nuts. Biden won Wisconsin by 20,000 votes. 20,000 votes. You know, Trump won Michigan by 10,000 votes in 2016. We didn't go sitting around going, well, that was crooked. That's the way it is. There was a governor election in Massachusetts in 1856. The winner won by one vote. One vote. Okay? I mean, that sometimes happens. But when you have, I think, my own feeling is about 30% of the electorate, it's not small, believes that something's wrong with the vaccines, believes that Biden didn't win the election, believes that Putin is a friend of the United States and all this. They're irrational. And the only thing I can say, and by the way, the lines are lighted up and we're coming to a break. Do not hang up. This is all about the lines. I will get all of you. Do not hang up. But here I'll leave you with this statistic in the polling. At any time in history of modern polling, 25 to 32% of the people want the incumbent president impeached and out over and above the democratic process. And that includes Truman, Eisenhower, John Kennedy. That includes Lyndon Johnson right up to Biden. You are always get 30% of the people who will override democracy. Okay, I've got to go to a break. It's very quick. I know who's on the line. Do not hang up. I'll get to you in order. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.